Daniel Dean, This Could All Be Yours. Daniel Dean's work spans video, painting, installation, social practice and performance. Drawing on archival records, film and advertising, Dean's practice interrogates how individuals are shaped by commercial narratives and explores historical and contemporary representations of labour, racialised identity and popular culture. Dean's exhibition at Spike Island centres around Hemel 2024, a new film that serves both as a personal essay and a portrait of Hemel Hempstead, where she grew up. The film explores the town's history as a planned community established under the New Towns Act of 1946. Archive footage and images of the town today interweave with references to Quatermass 2, a 1957 sci-fi horror B-movie shot there about the arrival of a non-human entity that infiltrates the minds of residents and endangers life with a toxic black slime. In the film, Dean takes on a composite role inspired by both herself and the movie's detective protagonist, blending real and imagined worlds to examine the town's past and present. Shot on 16mm film with a cast of non-actors and family, Hemel blurs fiction and documentary to expand a critical reading of the colonial overtones in the original film, while recasting its visual language to consider the race, class and labour dynamics of a small English town in today's post-Brexit context. The film's scenography extends into the gallery space, featuring four distinct rooms inspired by the Hemel Hempstead Community Centre. These include a central screening room where the film is shown, a bar, an archive room featuring a selection of archival material from the Hertfordshire Library related to the history of Hemel Hempstead, and an art gallery displaying three new embroidered and hand-painted works on silk. Elsewhere in the galleries, a selection of watercolours and soap sculptures evokes the dystopian atmosphere that permeates the film and its characters, further expanding the unsettling world Dean has constructed. Hemel 2024 is co-commissioned by Mercer Union Toronto, Spike Island Bristol and the Vega Foundation. The film is produced by Lono Studio and made possible with the generous support of Patrick Collins, Jill and Peter Krause, Patrick and Daniela Schmitz-Moore-Kramer, and an anonymous donor.